basically, it's all starting from an environmental perspective for me. Even driving to Twin Falls through those nasty dairies can make it where you have to change your air circulation in your car.
Or hold your breath.
Yeah, or hold your breath. It's ridiculous. It's actually unconscionable when you really take a look at the whole damage that it's doing. So I get down to Twin Falls, and I have decided that I can no longer eat dairy that's not raised organically, period. Period. Absolutely period. That means cheese. Another big step for me. And so my point of mentioning all this is that you cannot be an environmentalist without thinking about your food. And I'm not prepared right now to become a vegetarian. I don't think seasonally that we can eat that way here. So I started on the process of supporting the local farmers who raise food consciously and responsibly. And that means usually the smaller farmers who have not bought into the corporate system. Unfortunately, the corporate system is what pays for the farm, and so it's very difficult to divest out of that system. So we're trying to develop all the infrastructure between the farm gate and the table for that medium-sized producer. And so the most obvious low-hanging fruit was a mobile poultry processor for the southern Idaho region, especially central Idaho, because right now if you raise chickens from in central Idaho, you have to drive to the Oregon border to get it processed so that it can be retailable, so you can resell it in the store. So I thought, I want to keep eating chicken, and I know I do in certain ways, not as much as I used to, but I want to eat whole chicken that has been raised and pastured locally on good food and good land and good everything, and it's better for everybody. So in order to do that, you have to get it processed. And so the missing infrastructure is what we're working on, and that's what the mobile poultry processor is.